Maynard Meyer for Q92 Radio News, and with us in the studios, we have Blaine Johnson, who is the Emergency Coordinator, Director for Lac-Parle County Manager, and we have Gloria Tobias from Countryside Public Health. We're going to talk a little bit about the COVID-19 situation, the coronavirus, whatever you want to call it, and we're going to start with Blaine to talk a little bit about the governor's mandate. Now he's come out with what do you call it? I was going to say no travel.
Executive order.
That's what I'm looking for there for everybody to kind of stay home for a while.
That's right. Yep. So exactly. Yesterday, Wednesday, the governor released emergency executive order 2020, which basically directs Minnesotans to stay at home due to this pandemic we're all talking about. And what he hopes to do is lessen that bell curve. Everybody hears about that.
Flatten the curve.
Let's spread it out and make sure our hospitals can handle what we have coming in. So basically the order, and I've got it right in front of me here, it starts on Friday, March 27th at 11:59, so midnight Friday. So Saturday will be the first day, and it runs two full weeks into Friday, April 10th at 5 p.m., so basically shelter in place. There are some exemptions, though, that you can get out and about and do certain things that you want to do. And a couple of those here are relocation to ensure safety if something's going on. Obviously, you can leave your house and do things like that. Go to the doctor, health and safety activities, any outdoor activities, too, hiking, biking. Driving for pleasure, you can still go out on the roads and do things.
If you're hungry, you want to go to the store, you can get groceries, you can go get carry out and that kind of thing.
That's right. Yep. Just try to maintain that social distance if you go out with friends.
Right.
Necessary supplies and services, the grocery stores and everything like that should stay open. Interstate travel, care of others, and some other critical sectors like the sheriff's office, of course, is going to stay open, ambulance services, some food and agriculture, and the list is online. We could go through this whole thing, but that'd be pretty.
Where can they find it online? Maybe that's
they can find it actually on the Lac-Parle County website. So if you go to lqpco.com, click, it's right on the front page. So
okay.
Yep. And so there's a little bit more information in there. The county, on the county side, we are looking at sending staff home now. We want to kind of go with some of the governor's guidance and send staff home, work from home. They're still going to be working, but for the next 2 weeks, they're going to go home and work from there. So the courthouses will remain closed. So.
Okay. Well, your local radio station will still be on the air. We're part of the essential business list there. So
essential services.
Yes, essential services. So we'll still be here. Business as usual, pretty much. So,
yep, communications and info technology, absolutely. In public works, the water will keep running, and
yes,
we'll keep moving forward.
Your garbage will be picked up.
That's right.
That's right.
Happy
electricity.
Yes. That's right. And really don't anticipate any big problems there. City has gone to state of emergency or whatever it's called, so it's on readiness alert for whatever problems there might be as well.
Absolutely.
So all the cities have it.
And I might mention that Dawson's the same. They did their declaration the other day, and they too have closed their city offices to the public, but doing work. So
I think pretty much all the cities around here can be. The others have pretty well gone into that state now, so they're ready to go if there are some problems.
They're doing a good job of trying to protect us.
That's right. Well, hopefully it'll all work out like it's supposed to there, because we don't want to turn out like Italy or anything like that, that's for sure. With
New York City is
having some problems too. Yes. So, Seattle, I think, is out there in Washington. They're one of the big ones. So Minnesota so far is just looking today here. They're at, I think, two deaths, but quite a few that's kind of increasing as far as discovering the cases out there. Of course, a lot of that has to do with increased testing, I suppose, too. They're finding them. So, just one here in Lac-Parle County, or one in Lac-Parle County and
one
in Big Stone County.
And one in Big Stone this week.
So far, the closest ones, and one over in Renville County.
Yes.
Okay. Gloria, tell us a little bit about the disease. What's going on?
Well, with the COVID-19, as we've been talking about, we want to be very careful, because this is a disease, as we've been talking all along, that it's novel. None of us have protection against this particular virus, so that we really need to do all we can to protect ourselves, and particularly those that are elderly and those that have health problems are most at risk. And we need everyone to be working together to stay home, because we find younger people getting it. We even have a child up to six, young as 6 months, that's had it here in Minnesota. So what we need to look at is younger people can get it, and most of the time they don't get severely ill, but we have had a case or so that has been hospitalized. So, but they're the transmitters of the disease to the older people or those people that are sick. And you really, as a young person or a person that's very healthy and out and about, still carrying on the way they normally do, you have that risk of bringing that to one of your loved ones or to a friend that could be become very seriously ill from it. And so I think at that point you would feel very bad. So if you can all do your part at this time to remember to stay at home and do your social distancing, that will help our communities a great deal. So we are reminding everyone that leave home only for your essential supplies, or if you're going to pick up some food from one of the stores and at curbside pickup or the drive-through. And when you do that, only send one person from your family. It doesn't mean everybody should go. We want to lessen that spread, and when you take the whole family to the store, that will cause more spread. So make sure that it's one person going, and this is a good time to spend time with your immediate household and think of activities, but please stay home. And even in your household, remember to wash your hands frequently, cover your cough, are all important things, and don't touch your face, your hand, or your eyes, your nose, or your mouth, because that's how the germs get in. And one of the things that we want to talk about more is, as we have more people becoming ill with the coronavirus or the COVID-19, we need to know, how do we take care of ourselves and how do we stop that spread from person to person? And so the person who has come down with the symptoms of fever, cough, and respiratory symptoms like shortness of breath, those people, if they're not aren't hospitalized, they're not living in a long-term care facility or a congregate site for seniors like assisted livings, or you're a healthcare worker, you are not being tested at this point. So if you have the symptoms, please stay home. And if your symptoms worsen, make sure you call your healthcare provider and talk with them through their triage line to see what you should do next, and they will direct you. And if they tell you to stay home, then we need you to stay home and self-isolate for 7 days or 72 hours, fever-free without fever-reducing medication, whichever happens to be longer. And then we want you also to think about the people that you, within the last few days since you started to become ill, who have you been in contact with? So your high-risk contacts will be those living in your household, or like a sibling or an intimate partner, and we need you them also to stay at home with you. But you, as the sick person, need to be in one area of your house and hopefully with one bathroom to use, and everyone else is in another area of the house and uses a separate bathroom. If you must share a bathroom, you need to do thorough cleaning in between times. Make sure you're wearing gloves when you're doing the cleaning, and try to avoid any splashing of the water as you're cleaning. It also, people that fall in this high-risk category are people that provide direct care to someone at home that doesn't have the proper PPE, and you're caring for a sick person. Then
I just asked my wife over in the noon hour, what is PPE? And I can't remember. She told me not.
Personal protective equipment.
There we go.
Masks, gloves, right. Gowns, face shields.
Gotcha.
And so people in the high risk need to stay home for 14 days in quarantine and monitor for symptoms, and we ask that they not go anywhere. If they don't have family and friends outside of the house that can go and get their supplies and the things they need, then they need to call public health, and we will help address that need. The people that are medium risk contacts are those that have had close contact with the sick person, and they have been within 6 feet and spent an hour or more with that person, like if I were someone that worked in my office, or someone that I was somewhere with that I'm spending a period of time with. they are considered medium risk, and they need to quarantine at home for the 14 days, but they are a little less of a risk, so they can go out and get their essential needs met by going to the store. Those people that are in the low-risk category is that we maybe were in the same building, but not in the same room, spending any amount of time together. We've kept our distance, or maybe we're outdoors, and you're walking and I'm walking, but we've kept our distance. The risk is so low there that we don't need to do any extra precautions other than, like everyone, we should continue to monitor ourselves for any signs and symptoms and check our temperature if we feel feverish. So, and then I want to say that if you are a contact of the contact of the contact, you are not at risk. It's only those people that we are really concerned about who have display symptoms, they're high-risk contacts, and they're medium-risk contacts.
Okay.
Because we've had people in the community get very anxious about, oh, I saw a family member of a family member who was sick, and you do not need to worry. You right. are not exposed.
Yeah, we don't want people getting too excited about,
that's
about
right.
that or getting nasty about it or anything either, because I understand nope. there's some of that going on in parts of the country, you know, toward certain ethnic groups or toward this or toward that.
Yes.
So that doesn't help.
That doesn't help us at all.
Doesn't help at all. So.
And they didn't get sick because they chose to get sick. It
that's
was
right.
a virus that's new to all of us, and we can't say who's going to get sick or who's not. And our biggest goal, like Blaine said, is to flatten that curve, because we do not want to see our hospitals overrun and we run out of ICU beds or ventilators for people that are truly sick.
Right. Okay.
So I would encourage everyone, stay home, and especially our young adults and youth, because I know it's fun to get together with friends, but at this point, please do more chatting on your
messaging,
social
texting, whatever,
messaging. So. And
in this case, we're encouraging people to do that. So.
That's right. Talking
yeah.
on the phone
right.
and chatting that way will be much better than physically getting together.
Okay.
So I would like to say we really appreciate what everyone is doing. I know people are trying to do their part and be very helpful. So just encourage you to continue being good neighbors, being good friends, and good citizens so that we can get through this crisis with as minimum amount of spread as possible.
Right. And support your local businesses.
That's
correct. That's very important right now. So,
if people have any questions, Minnesota Department of Health has a toll-free line. So please feel free to call that between 7 and in the morning and 7 in the evening. It's 561-201-3920. Or if you need something more local, I'll let Blaine give you a phone number.
Yep, absolutely. So we will be running our Emergency Operations Center, which is right in the Annex building there in Madison, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and the number there is 320-598-7055. You need groceries or something, we'll get you the people to hook you up. We got a good community here.
Yep, so. And there are some groups that have organized to help deliver groceries and that kind of thing. We also have the contact information over here at the radio station, so they can always get a hold of us, and we'll steer them in the right direction as well.
Maynard, I would just say that for the community, we're not real familiar with what a county emergency manager does, and they really are gatherer of resources and making sure that resources get to the people that need it. So if you in the community have resources to share, please let Blaine know so that he can then put you in contact with the people that need it. He's kind of our middle person to help us coordinate everything.
I know he's been pretty busy lately. I've seen him at city council meetings all over the place.
Running
so
around. Right. Lot to do, but thanks, Gloria. Absolutely. Yep. Give
Lots
me a call.
Of communication is
That's
important.
Right. That's the important thing.
Absolutely.
Yep. All right. Well, Blaine and Gloria, appreciate you coming in. Give us some information on what's going on. And, of course, the Minnesota Department of Health has a lot of good information on their website, too. I know I've been there checking that out once in a while, getting some things there, and they'll answer questions for you there.
That's correct. You can check the website every day a little after 11, and you'll be able to see the statistics for Minnesota because they post the new positive cases every day at 11.
But of course, don't dwell on just that, because 85% of the people that get it is mild, and they really, so you're not going to die, you know, if you have it. I mean, that's what some people think. But don't panic. Just use some common sense and ask questions and get checked out if you think you might have a problem. So. Mm-hmm. All right, very good. And Blaine, I should let you put in a little plug for the Lens program or whatever, too.
If
people need to sign up for that, you'll activate that and let people know what's going on right away, and they don't even have to do anything.
That's absolutely right. We're going to be sending one out on Friday at 3, reminding all our Lens sign-up people that the governor's order will go into effect at midnight on Friday. And you can go ahead and sign up for that. You can get weather alerts, any type of local alerts you need for emergencies. And you can go to, again, lqpco.com, or you can dial my direct line, 320-598-7171.
Okay, and please, no more weather alerts for winter, please. If you can just keep those to yourself. Send them to Gloria or something.
No, thank you.
I've had enough of those.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, again, thanks for coming in, and no doubt we'll keep in touch and keep everybody posted.
Thank you.
Thank you much.